This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue our college basketball conversation with author and sports writer Ken Davis. What type of player is Geno going after?
He always has a great point guard. He always has usually has big people up front that do things, and and then they just keep evolving into. You could see it with Kitty Lou Samuelson last year as a freshman, even on a very experienced team. That she's 6'3". She's kind of a swing player, I think you could say, guard forward. Mm-hmm. And you could just see that she was, as the season evolved last year, that she was getting ready. She played very well in the tournament last year, made a contribution, and you knew she was ready. Gabby Williams is a junior. She's 5'11". She's had double-double games, and they kind of take turns, you know, doing having special games where they're the ones. Kia Nurse, Sonya Chong, they've all sort of taken turns this year, and I think you can see that over the years, and that's why they sometimes have two or three players on All-American teams, because they have so many different people that contribute. Even last year, it wasn't always the same person night after night. You knew Brianna Stewart was going to have good games all the time, but other people always stepped up and did things well. I think he looks for that versatility. I think he looks for people who want to be coached. They find them, they dig them out. They, like I said, they dig out the cream of the crop, and then Geno comes in and executes the kill, so to speak. He's the one who closes off the recruiting thing, and most of the time these kids are dying to come to UConn because right. They know they're going to get the best coaching, and he's a guy who could have probably made the transition. He's talked about it some lately. Years ago, he thought about going to coaching men, and he just decided he had found his thing here. Like I said to you, I think Geno came here in 1984 from Virginia, and I came to the Hartford Current to write in Connecticut in 1985. And back then, they were playing in the old Fieldhouse, dilapidated building that the Big East had said, hey, you got to get out of there to keep our standards, mostly for the men. But they were crowded into one office, and Jim Calhoun, my first year Don Perno was coach, second year Calhoun came, and they were all crowded into their tiny little offices in the old field house, sharing room with their assistants, and Geno and Chris would beg us, the guys that were on the men's beat, they would beg us to come cover the women's game because they didn't get any coverage yet.
That is Ken Davis. He is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Here in just a moment, we're going to talk some KU basketball, that big overtime win against West Virginia on Monday night. That was huge. One more quick question about UConn, their domination. Can you give us a sense of how Geno Auriemma, how is he viewed among his fellow competitors, the coaches in women's basketball?
Well, I think there's nothing but admiration on the women's side, and even on the men's side. He has a lot of close friends in men's basketball. Phil Martelli, Jim Boeheim, everyone knows he can coach at whatever level he wanted to and still be successful. And it's just been year after year that admiration. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are very jealous and everything, but I mean, what do you? If you want to change it, if you're another coach in the women's, go out and get some recruits and come in and beat them. It's plain and simple.
Hey, let's talk about the number one team in the Big 12 Conference. That's right. We're going to shift gears. We've talked about the women. Now let's talk about the men and the Kansas Jayhawks. They are 23-3 right now with that four-point win over West Virginia on Monday night. And they will face Baylor tomorrow in Waco. How special of a win was that? And shame on those Kansas Jayhawk fans that were leaving early. Dickie V, he was hard on them too.
I wrote Dickie V a note. I said, don't call the Kansas fans front runners. I mean, all these years.
I saw that.
I was disappointed to see fans leaving, just like I was disappointed to see fans leaving Kentucky when Kansas played at Kentucky, and there was, you know, the game was over in the last few minutes. I saw Kentucky fans leaving. That's not usual for either program, but I think it was just a few, and I think a lot of them got back. They may have come back in the entrance doors, but I thought the game was over. I don't think there was any doubt. This Kansas team has been, it's been an unusual year. They've had some games where they've come out and jumped on people 20-2 in the first few minutes. They've had games where they're behind by 7 or 8 at halftime, come out and have the great beginning to the second half, and then run away. They've had games where they've had people put away, and they've come back on them. West Virginia is really good, and they're different. They're two different teams with two different styles and two different coaches, obviously, that have, you know, evolved over the years, and one with their own philosophies. But the first time they played in Morgantown, I mean, West Virginia was just the tougher team. I mean, and that was the only thing you could say about it. They showed a great amount of toughness, and they showed that again coming into Allen Fieldhouse. So I really thought the game was over with 3 minutes left. I didn't think that Kansas could come back in that stretch, whatever it was, 14 points down in the last 2:45, I think. Even though Kansas fans will always remember the national championship game against Memphis and John Calipari in 2008, where they had to come back from, and still it's hard to believe that they did that and won in overtime. They have a quality, and I know I can't remember who the sideline reporter was with Dick the other night, but she pointed out in a huddle, I think the under four huddle, and she said that Self was so composed and calm and just telling them, just keep doing things the way we do it and we'll get through it. I happened to have a really good seat at that Final Four in 2008. Danny Manning was on Bill's staff, and Mario Chalmers' dad was on that staff. And I was blown away in 2008. Just when you're that close to the bench, we don't usually get that opportunity anymore as print writers. But it was the same thing. Bill has this ability not to panic, and I think that's the worst thing a coach can do, because if a coach is panicking, good chance the players are going to panic.
Right.
And so I knew exactly what she was talking about, and I witnessed it in that national championship game, obviously a different level. But, you know, the fans there expect them to win. That loss a couple weeks ago to Iowa State was only the 10th time Bill has lost a game in Allen Fieldhouse since he came in 2003. So they'll lose back-to-back. They kept referring to 1988-89. Well, that was Roy Williams' first year, and they were on probation, and they had a really thin team, and it was, you know, they got off to an honorable start that year, but then had a tough time down the stretch. So that's a long time. A lot of things have happened since back-to-back losses, and I don't know what was going through those people's minds, because this team this year, I don't think you can ever give up on this Kansas team. Obviously, they kind of proved that Monday night.
Yes, that big-time motivation to not lose consecutive home games. That would have been the first time that the Jayhawks would have done that since 1989. Okay, Ken Davis has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We are over on time. Check him out, fanragsports.com. Also a terrific author. Thank you, Ken. We look forward to catching up with you. March Madness will be here soon.
Thanks, E.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at the next generation of sports, SB Nation Radio.